Philippians chapter 4. So then, my brothers and sisters, my beloved whom I long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I exhort Euodia and I exhort Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, loyal co-laborer, help these women who contended together with me in spreading the good news along with both Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petitions with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And as a result, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts, since you are in union with Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is righteous, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there is anything virtuous, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Put into practice the things that you learned and received and heard and saw in me, and the God of peace will be with you all. I greatly rejoice in the Lord that now at last your concern for me has blossomed again. Of course, you were concerned before, but you lacked the opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. I know what it is to have little, and I also know what it is to have an abundance. In any and every situation, I have learned the secret to being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. I have strength for all situations in union with Him who empowers me. Nevertheless, you have done well by sharing with me in my affliction, and you Philippians also know that in the beginning of the good news, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in regard to giving and receiving except you alone. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent gifts more than once for my need. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that accumulates to your account. But I have received everything you sent, and now have an abundance. My needs have been supplied because I received from Epaphroditus the things that came from you, which are a sweet-smelling fragrance, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need according to his riches in glory in connection with Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every holy one in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me greet you. All the holy ones greet you, especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.